He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. Folks, you're listening to Uncle Charlie's Corner, and this is brought to you by UDR Productions. Go Love Team. Got my man Dog working the board back there, as always. I tell you, folks, I have to thank you for last week's show, Legacy. We have had a lot of views towards it. If you have not had a chance to see it, please go check it out and then hit that subscribe button, that big red button that says subscribe, so you can not only enjoy my show, but the other shows that UDR Productions Go Love Team offer you right here on this channel. Folks, the reason that I started out with that biblical verse from Proverbs chapter 21, and that was also verse 21, he that follow after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. Those of you who might remember the disturbing news that some of you might have woken up to, some of you might have heard at work later that day. It did happen in 7 o'clock in the morning, Los Angeles times. Our great sports hero, a legacy sort of, Mr. Eldrick Tiger Woods, was involved in a serious one-car accident. He was on his way to meet Drew Brees. It was later confirmed by Mr. Brees, but a lot of people out there, and I have to admit, myself, I was happy when I found out the news that Tiger was not under the influence of anything or any kind of alcoholic beverage or any kind of pain medication or prescription, that unfortunately this was just a bad car accident. Now, I really hope after Tiger recovers from this, I hope that he has a speedy recovery, and my prayers are certainly out for him, the medical staff, and especially his family, his children. Nobody likes to see their loved one in any kind of accident or in any kind of shape or form in the hospital. So our love certainly goes out to him. And this being our last show of Black History Month, I'm going to dedicate this show to Mr. Eldrick Tiger Woods. Tiger, get better, but take your time. Take your time. You'll get back out there on the links, because you are a true example of he that follow after righteousness, mercy, and findeth life, righteousness, and honor. You've come a long way, baby. Folks, also a shout out. I have to say, I'm one of those people that is not only a television news junkie, but if there's a good show on TV, especially nowadays, that I can not only watch with my fiance, but loved ones and family, that is a family show. It's a show that is on Tuesday on NBC. It's called Young Rock. And it's about the life of Rocky Johnson's son, Dwayne Johnson. I was very fortunate to read Rocky Johnson's book earlier in my life, his autobiography, and also Dwayne Johnson, his son, The Rock, his autobiography. And he talks about his experiences growing up as a young Black man in the world of wrestling. And it was not as glamorous or all that fame as we would think that it is. Rocky Johnson grew up pretty hard, going from different city to city, supporting his family, his wife, and obviously his young son. He's a part of the Maivia dynasty, though, that Rocky is also a proud descendant of, and his mother's father was High Chief Peter Maivia. And those of you going back to my era of wrestling, Afa and Sika, those were his uncles. And those were the two big brothers in the ring with the I see you shaking your head back there, so you know what I'm talking about. With the wild afros. over the darker version or the lighter version of the Moondogs. Remember them? But obviously, this is what Uncle Charlie's show is all about, bringing it from an older generation to a younger generation. Well, anyway, Young Rock, he talked about his experiences in life growing up. They weren't easy as a young man, but his love of family, his mother, his father, his family history, it's very prevalent in this show. And he's also a very remorseful young man. Says that he wishes there are some things that is in his life that he did not do, but it made him the man he is today. So Dwayne Johnson out there, hopefully somebody will let you know that you have a lot of fans out there in the YouTube land, especially this one right here, this 56-year-old black man who's I know your father is no longer here, unfortunately. His dad passed last year, but I was very fortunate that I had the opportunity to see his father wrestle with a man called Tony Atlas. They called him the Black Hercules. If you ever seen this brother, both of them had great physiques, but Tony was he was the Black Arnold Schwarzenegger, I guess you could say. He really had a physique to him, and both of them were excellent, excellent wrestlers. They entertained folks. I had the privilege of seeing them at the old New Haven Coliseum. Those of you from Connecticut, I know that you probably know what I'm talking about. It's a parking lot now, but there was a lot of great memories at that establishment. And also I had the pleasure of seeing him in singles action, and that was at Madison Square Garden. Rocky Johnson, the soul man, as he was called, he certainly knew how to sell it, as Dwayne would say on his show, Young Rock. And also in another thing that I saw with my baby darling. Hello, baby. I haven't said hello to you, but hello to you this evening. I want you to know I love you very much. It was a movie that we watched on Amazon. And folks, the reason I'm saying this is because this was a very, very serious subject. And it made me think of the times that I took care of my mother and I helped take care of my father when both of them were incapacitated as adults or as older adults. Unfortunately, my mother passed away of Crohn's disease. It'll be 25 years next month. The 19th. And my father, he's been gone since 2002. But they both had their minds till the day that they died. My mother suffered from Crohn's disease, and back in that time of the early 90s, they really did not know how to deal with this disease. So it really took a toll on her and basically brought her down to nothing. My father, unfortunately, had heart disease, which runs in my family. Those of you who know, I'm a heart transplant recipient. I'm 8 years returned to this life. And knock wood, I will be around here for a long time, as long as I keep my health straight. But the reason that I say this movie called I Care a Lot, and I'm going to have this as the second part, or do you? I Care a Lot is the name of the movie. But I'm asking you, do you? And the reason that I say this, folks, is because this was a movie about elderly people who are taken advantage of because there's nobody there to watch out for them. There's nobody to check on them to see if maybe they're hungry, maybe they might not have their medication, maybe there might be certain bills that they can't pay, so they have to let another bill suffer. so that they could eat or so that they can get their medicine. I know some people that they'll forego their medicine just so they can eat. And that's a travesty in this country. It really, really is. The number one healthcare system in this nation making money. But everybody in this country does not have health insurance. Everybody in this country does not have a means to eat. But in other nations around the world, and Amsterdam I'm thinking about right now, they have a wall that they have in the middle of town where people put bags of food out there on these posts just so anybody who's hungry could take them. You heard me say last week during Legacy that the farmers of this nation are finally getting their credit, because the fact is all this excess food that usually just goes in the trash, it's given to the people that need it. That's what we have to think about, folks, nowadays. But getting back to this movie, I Care a Lot. It showed these elderly people being taken advantage of, not by the not just by the medical system, but by the legal system. And the legal system turned over to this person who was supposed to be an advocate for these elderly people. They were all their life savings, stocks, bonds, house, bank accounts, anything of value was turned over to this one woman and her company. And I don't have to tell you, she had a lot of clients that were just handed over to her by a crooked medical system. Not so much by a crooked court system, but by a court system that trusted these doctors that they would do what they would do so that they could make a conscientious decision. Well, I think you people probably see where I'm going with this. The greed, the nastiness, the tenacity of this woman. She just went wild and rampant. And not to tell you too much more about the story, was the fact is she ran into one senior person that she should have never taken advantage of. And that's pretty much where that movie starts. It's on Amazon Prime. Again, it's called I Care a Lot. But think about it, folks. How many of you don't call that relative or call them once in a while? Don't check maybe on a brother, sister, aunt, uncle, auntie. Maybe it's one of your parents. They don't deserve it, folks. They don't deserve it. What was that song, dog, the OJs had long time called Family Reunion, wasn't it? It's a long song, folks, but maybe Dog will play it one night when he does his podcast. But all right, play it tonight. Those of you listening to our UDR Productions, folks, tonight when Dog is on the wheels of steel, he'll play that song. It's very, very beautiful, and it's very, very poetic to what goes on. Last time I was down in North Carolina celebrating with my relatives, it probably had to be 30 years ago. And some of my aunts and uncles are not there. Now I think I have one left, James Mitchell, Uncle James got to be about 96 now, I guess. And God bless him. God bless him. He's outlived everybody. And I know that there are some in your family, your families, that you celebrate. My Facebook page shows all the time. Had a buddy of mine. His aunt just turned 100. Another one turned 106. Our seniors are living longer. Longevity in their lives because they did things kind of like my old talk show, the right way. They knew how to live. And the one thing that they did, they made sure that they put the man up above first. They tithed. They went to church. They did things in their community in the name of God. Are you doing things in the name of God for the best of your brethren? And I'll break up the King's English, sister in two. It's very important, folks. A society is only as good as what you put into that society. and there's too many kids out here stealing cars now and getting into car accidents and robbing people. I mean, there's crime happening in parts of the city where you never thought it would happen. Well, what does that tell you? You better wake up. The answer's not no more police. We've got enough police. I know that they might not say that. We have a lot of police. We have a lot of laws on the books. But what are some laws that we don't have that we should have? Maybe a parent spending a little bit more time with their child. I know things are tough out there in this economy. Well, things are starting to look up too. You can't tell me that your job is more important than your child. You heard me talk about a 14-year-old boy that was buried last week. Or excuse me, he's buried now, but his parents were planning a funeral. No parent should have to bury a 14-year-old for unforeseen circumstances that they can prevent. You might be saying to yourself, Charlie, what are you talking about? How do you know about this? Because the fact is, I'm not only father to an almost 22-year-old, I'm also a father figure to a lot of my nieces and nephews. And I always tell each and every one of them, if there's anything that you think that you can't talk to your mama or your daddy about, I'm available. Don't ever think that I won't listen to what you have to say, because I've heard it all before. Some things that you might not think that your mom or your dad might not listen to, or your auntie or your grandma or TT or abuela or whatever. But those of us, excuse me, who are older have heard a lot of things. Maybe we use some of the excuses that you try to use. I see you. I see you laughing back there. You know what I'm talking about. I find myself using some of my father's sayings when I talk to my niece and nephews now, but when I was talking to my daughter growing up. My father always used to say to me, you think every time you want something, I just go in the backyard like there's a big money tree out there and I could just shake the money tree and just give you whatever you want? First time I heard myself saying that to my child, I had to look up. I was like, yeah, I know you're laughing. But we are what our parents made us. And believe me, you will remember those times that you had with your family. Not just saying parents, I know, because some of you might not have been raised by your parents. I'll just say the one that you respected, like I respect my parents. The typical household is not what it used to be. And I'm sorry, folks, that's just the way some societies are. You can go with it and accept it, or you can go ahead and change it. But the love of a child that was brought into this world without any decision of their own, that means we have to take that child and make that child into a successful human being when they grow up, or a successful adult. We have to give that child all the advantages, all the knowledge of education, nutrition, spiritual also education that we can. Or what's that old African adage, since we are talking about Black History Month? It takes a village to raise a child. Well, you're part of the village. What are you doing to help make sure all the other villagers who are not quite adults are living up to their natural talent and abilities? I know it's not an easy thing to look at. It's not an easy thing to want to think about. We like to escape into different things. Sometimes people go to drugs and alcohol. Sometimes people are sports junkies. They like to be in the sports facilities around here, lifting weights, jogging, anything. to think about the problems that they have. But the fact is, we're all human, aren't we? And human beings have to deal with their problems. Some successfully, some not so successfully. And some, we don't even want to talk about how they dealt with their problem. But I do want to tell you, somebody out there is listening. If you get on your knees, close your eyes. Matter of fact, you don't even have to close your eyes sometimes, because he's everywhere. You want to talk to him in your car on the way to work. You want to talk to him while you're walking down the street. You want to talk to him when you're doing your laundry. You want to talk to him when you're on the phone. Well, maybe not on the phone. I think we'd rather have you concentrate on him instead of talking to somebody on the phone at the time, unless you're trying to help somebody. One last thing, folks. For it being the end of Black History Month, and this is actually my first podcast in 2 years, I like to talk about the ones in the African American community that are doing something to help others. This was a program that I was a part of 4 years ago. Well, it'll be 4 years ago in April. And it was brought by the Lynx Incorporated, New England Donor Services, and the Southern Connecticut Black Nurses Association. People that are helping take care of other people in our communities around this great big world of ours, or this great big country of ours, I'll say. Join a particular organization that you feel has the same kind of values that you do. Give maybe an hour a week, 2 hours a week, as much time as you can. Maybe you can only afford to give 2 hours a month. That's still a lot of time to help somebody. You don't know. That 2 hours could mean a whole lot to somebody. And if it's tax season, you're a retired accountant, you might want to go into communities of color or communities that are not so well off and donate your time. I know with the pandemic and most of our local libraries are closed and most of those programs have been shut down, those who try to get to it. But I know that there are others out there if you call 211 or maybe just call them and tell them that you're a particular person that wants to help volunteer. Matter of fact, just because you're retired does not mean that you're retired. You would like to go on and help somebody. Folks, there's one last verse I want to end this show with, and I think it just might put us in the context of what I've been talking about this evening. And it's from Ephesians, and we're in chapter 5, starting with verse 14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Where before be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Folks, I want to thank you very much tonight. I also want to thank East Coast Pawn, which has 4 locations in Stratford, two in Bridgeport, 1 in Stratford, 1 in East Haven, Connecticut. For all your pawn shop needs, please go to East Coast Pawn. Also, I want to thank my man, Dog, who's working the board as usual behind the music that you hear provided in the background. And we have listened to some of you who said, just turn it down just a little. Well, we have done that for you. But I want to tell you, the music is created by this man. Nobody else helped him. And Dog, I want to thank you very much. My man, MVP out there, God bless your brother. He's doing the play, but I'm pretty sure he's talking about that in his show. And when it comes out, I know we're all going to be there front row center cheering him on and his other actors and actresses. Again, folks, this is Charles E. Treadway III. That's right. I use my Christian name because I ain't afraid of nobody. Okay? And this is Uncle Charlie's Corner. And we're coming right back at you next week, which is the first week of March. So, Mr. What's he called? Punxsutawney Phil Jr. or the third or whatever. That I should have me some Punxsutawney Phil's too. You know, all this winter heat on calls, all this nonsense. We're gonna disregard that. We're gonna bring the sunshine out. All right. God bless you all. Until next week. All right, dog. Let's hit that music. We out of here. I think you did pretty good. No, I'm not. Hey, man, I'm not kidding with you. I'm going to make me some Punxsutawney Phil in the crock pot. Let it cook about 12, 14 hours. And let that meat fall off. I'm sick and tired every time that thing lied. Have that big... Guys with the top hats and everything. Oh, well, 6 more weeks of winter. Are we going to have an early spring? What'd you say? Winter!